Go for it. Action. Okay. Erev Tov, Rabotai. And, okay, so this this topic was very much requested for a while, so I decided to hunker down and talk about this because there's a lot to talk about here. This is not one of those 1, 2, 3 series because there's a lot to do over here. So, guys wanted to learn about the laws of Yehud. Yehud, everybody knows, is seclusion with a member of the opposite gender, and it comes up all the time in life. At home, school, business, dates, especially dates. I get many, many shilas, a lot, about, which is shows Yirat Shamayim, from guys about what to do, yichud-wise, on dates. So these are things that are important to know. Now, we'll start the first two seifim in Siman. If you want to learn these dinim be'iyun, you would look in Shulchan Aruch, Eben Ezer, Siman Kaf Bet. That's where it is. Most of the gemarot, hopefully we'll see it next year, most of the gemarot that have to do with Yisur Yehud can be found in Masechet Kiddushin, all the way at the tail end of Masechet Kiddushin. You'll find them, Daf Pe, Daf Pe Aleph, you'll see it over there. Anyway, so just as a little bit of a background, there's only one Yehud in the Torah that is Midoraita, which means I shouldn't say that, but the only one Yehud that we find in the Torah that is Asur Mina Torah is what? Eshet Ish. The Torah speaks specifically, I don't know if anybody here does the daf, but we're learning Masechet Sotah now. So the Torah speaks specifically about Yehud with the opposite gender when it happens to be an Eshet Ish, and over there it becomes an Isur Deoraita. Now, although we know that Eshet Ish is different, Sotah really is different than other Yehudim in that, although Yehud is Asur with an Eshet Ish, Midoraita, that doesn't make her Asur to her husband. The Gemara tells us in many different places that Ein Osrin Ale Yehud, which means that Yehud itself does not make a woman Asur to her husband. It doesn't do that. It's an Isur Torah, but even if it happened, it's not something that would prohibit her from being with her husband anymore.
Doesn't matter how long.
Huh? Doesn't matter how long. Just Yehud. Now. Okay, now. I was actually debating. I was speaking before to Adriel. I was wondering, I have my moods. Was it a cold water night or a hot tea? It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, lo pashut. So, the T1M. My Persian side came out in a... So it's really interesting that by Persians and Bukharians also, it could be 95 degrees outside, boiling whatever, and they're having hot tea. I look at them like, what are you doing? I asked one time an elderly Persian man, I asked him, why would you do that? So he says, no, this actually cools me off. He's like a whole science. I'm like, no, it doesn't. That's stam is a shtiyot. Anyway, b'kitzur. Anyway, the only thing that is osir in Eshet Ish is only if the Yehud follows a kinui. The Torah says meforash, that if there, now this is different halachot, nothing to do with Yehud, that's the very last siman in Ibn Ezer, siman kufayin chet, where it speaks about dina sota, which means that if a husband warns his wife not to be mityached with a certain person because he suspects her, and then she has the yichud, that makes her asur, or bizman shebet hamikdash kayam, she would drink the misota, and that would determine whether or not she's tehora, and mutar to her husband or not, but now that we don't have misota, so she'd be stuck in that isur forever. There's many dinim that have to be met for that kinu stira, how many adim, what's the lashon, yeah, ayin, masachet kiddushin, that's that. Now, we're going to see that throughout different periods of time, the Isur Yehud evolved and became more and more broadened to different kinds of women. We went from Eshet Ish to the Arayot to Pnuyot. We're going to see, and what caused these things, the Shulchan Aruch talks about over here. So let's see. We'll read Seif Aleph and Bet. Isur Yehud v'imi asur leityached. Aleph. Asur leityached im erva me'arayot ben zekena ben yalda. It is asur for a person to be mityached with any of the arayot. Now, like I told you, hands down, everybody agrees, eshet ish is midoraita. It sounds like Maran didn't differentiate between eshet ish and any of the other arayot. If I wanted to find the arayot in the Torah, which parasha would I look at? Where would I look? Yefeh, both. Acharei Mot v'Kiddushim. Mamash, this past week's parasha. Very important. Chazal were kovea to read parashat arayot on which significant day of the year? Mincha Shel Yom HaKippurim. So now, Maran doesn't seem to differentiate between Eshet Ish and the other arayot. Yeah.
Is Yichud only an Isur for men, or is it also an Isur for women?
It's Isur for both. Neither man nor woman could be mityached with one another. The Isur Yichud is on both of them.
Eshet Ish is not about
one. Now, when one of them, we're going to see, when one member of this Yichud party doesn't have an Isur Yichud, she could possibly be matzil the Isur Yichud of the other one. Which, we're going to break that down. Now, there's a machloket. The Tur writes that Yichud of all of the Arayot, not only Eshet Ish, is Isur Deoraita. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says that Eshet Ish is Midoraita, Yichud for other Arayot is only Mina Kabbalah. Which means, it's only Midrabbanan, not Midivre Torah. Now he says, back in Maran, what's the reason for Isur Yichud? Shedavar ze gorem legalot Irva. This being mityached causes promiscuity, which causes, you know, the worst to happen. The Shulchan Aruch immediately says that there are certain arayot that are exempt from this rule of Yehud, whether you hold it to the Oraita or the Rabbanan, it's still an exception. Obviously, what's one of them? Why did you jump to that one? Why did you do that? Zelo pashut. That's the most not pashut one the Gemara says. Yafe, chutz meha'em im bena. V'av im bito, v'abal im ishto nida. Father and daughter, mother and son, because over there's no ta'ava whatsoever, so you're allowed to even bederech keva to be mityached with your mother, and a father is afilu bederech keva allowed to be mityached with his daughter, and a husband can be mityached with his nida wife. Hey, wait a second, the Gemara asked that. He said, nida is one of the arayot. We know that nida, it's in the parasha of the arayot. It's chayav karet like the other arayot. So what's the reason that a husband is allowed to be mityached with his nida wife? Can you imagine? Every time a wife was nida, they had to separate the kids. Oh, a disaster. So what's pshat? The Gemara says, we learn out from a pasuk, in Shir HaShirim Bitnech, Arimat Chitim, Sura B'Shoshanim, which means, what do we learn from there? Afilu Gader Shel Shoshanim, Maspik Lafrid Ben Ish Leishto, which means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu trusts husband and wife, that even a thin, imagine you had like a barrier that was made out of roses. How strong is it? It's a nothing. Poof, you break right through. And yet, that's enough to separate between husband and wife. The Gemara says, what's the reason? Because by husband with his nida wife, en yitzro tokafto. Over there, his yitzir is not so strong. Because he has pat beselo, because he knows that eventually, first of all, he was to'en ta'am bi'ah with her. And second of all, he knows that after this man passes, after she's tovelet lenidata, she'll go back to being asur. So there's an end in sight to this isur. As opposed to the other arayot, there's no... What's the only erva in the Torah that there's an end besides for nida? Besides for nida? What is the only erva in the Torah that there's an end to that erva? There's a hetir. Huh? Well, that's only... If there's children, then there's no
What was the question?
What is the only, besides for nida, what is the only irva? Nida has nothing to do with relationship. What is the only irva that has to do with a relationship that there is an end, there is a heter to that irva?
100%
heter. Yevamot people. Yes, no? Yevamot? Bet Amud Aleph, Gimel Amud Aleph. Okay, forget Yevamot for a second. Parashat Acharemot. Ve'isha el achotah lo tikach, litzror, legalot ervata, aleha bechayeha. We know that achot ishto, person is not allowed to marry his wife's sister. As opposed to all of the other arayot that continue. While she's alive, while their erva is alive, after she's dead, the arayot are erva forever. As opposed to achot ishto, if one's wife passes away, heter gamur, to marry her sister. That's the only erva that changes after death. All of the... Huh?
That's
going to
yibum.
מה פתאום אחות אשתו? Not אשת. יבום is אשת אחיו. Now, אשת אחיו is only מותר במקום מצווה. But once there's kids, what happens if a person has kids from his wife? And his wife passes away, can he marry his sister? בוודאי! Yeah? Sure, it's a Gemara in Masechet Moed Katan. Talks about Yosef HaKohen, whose wife passed away, and the Chachamim allowed him to marry her toch shloshim, marry her sister, in order to marry the kids. So yeah, that's it. Rabotai, get with the program here, people. Parashat HaShavua. Now, I'm not kidding. What do you think? I'm only the one asking. Kadosh Baruch Hu's going to ask you. Ma, lamata Parashat HaShavua? Yeah, what do you think when you're reading this stuff? צריך ללמוד, פרשת השבוע, שניים מקרא ואחד תרגום, נראה שהמיים, says Maran, has to learn it, עם פירוש ראשי. Understand, פשוטו של מקרא. Yeah, what do you ask me?
Does it talk about, like, actually, that he can't testify that his brother died because he wanted to maybe be with his
Eshet Achiv? No. Well, not really that. He is Ne'eman to say that she died, besides for Chamesh Nashim. At the end of Masechet Yevamot, the Gemara talks about, there's a Mishnah about five women who are not Ne'eman because they hate each other, that they're not Ne'eman to be Me'id, that the husband died because that's they want to be Mekalkelot. So that's with regards to that. There's one more, says Maran over here. V'chatan shepirsa ishto nida, kodem shiv'ol, asur leityached ima, ela hi yishena ben anashim, v'hu yashen ben ha'anashim, ואם בא עליה ביאה ראשונה ואחר כך נתמת, מותר להתייחד עימה, מה מרודי הסמן חצה דיבט. Which means, the one exception to the rule, this really doesn't have to do too much with ייחוד, this has to do more with נישואין, but the הלכה is that a חתן who married a wife, this is super not גשמק, if they got married, and this is what we call a חופת נידה, which means that she's נידה before or during the wedding, before they were able to consummate, over there, the halakha is that he's not allowed to be mitached ima. Why? Because it's still yitzroto kafto. Even though it's his wife now, but he's not going to be able to control himself. Or Chazal understood that he's not going to be able to control himself because he's still very, very, you know, very, very much under the control of the yitzrara. So they said, over there, you have to separate. Unless he was already with her once, and then she became a nida, then be'emet, they don't have to separate. They have to separate in terms of nida, but they are allowed to be mitached. So that's the overall isur of yichud midoraito midrabanan with regards to arayot. Now we're going to speak about the evolution, if you will, of yichud even when it's not arayot. Says Maran Shulchan Aruch Saif Bet, listen carefully, ksheira ma'ase amnon v'tamar gazar david uvedino al yichud penuya ve'af al pi she'ena erva bichlal yichud arayoti, which means, anybody remember the story of Amnon v'Tamar? They're both children of David HaMelech. And Amnon had a tremendous it was his half-sister, and he had a tremendous ta'ava for her, even though it's Yisur Torah. And what happened was that one time he devised the whole plan, and he was alone with her, and he was me'anes otah, he actually was the one to lose from there, and then he hated her even. It's in the Navi. In the Navi Shemuel. As a result of that episode, David HaMelech and his beddin were gozer on not only arayot, because the isur yichud of arayot was already there, but even pinuyot, that are not arayot, they said is asur. V'shamay v'hilel gazru al yichud kutit, which means that many generations later, in the beddin of Shamay v'hilel v'shamay, they were gozer on yichud even with a goya, which means even though, now, goya over there is not necessarily Isur Torah, we know that there are many other issues over there, what it is, but just bi'ah with the, obviously it's something that person loses his chelek la'onam haba, kana'im pog'im bo, but Isur Torah mamash, even though it's not one of the arayot, nevertheless, they made a gzira, which means that after that evolution, which women at this point were included in the Isur Yehud? Now, let's break it down. Arayot, were already there, either from the Torah or Midivir HaSofrim, okay, Machloket. Then, Pnuyot, single girls, what was that? David HaMelech. Then he had Goyot, which was Hillel v'Shamay. That's Kutit, which is we can say them Goyot. We can say them Goyot.
Huh?
Well, a lot of the many times in Shulchan Aruch, where you see Goyim, it's a result of the censor. There's censorship going on in the Shulchan Aruch. They didn't want to write Goyim many times,
because the Christians were the ones who used to, they had to sign off on the printing press. A lot of history here. So there's a lot of things that were censored in the Shulchan Aruch. So many times, they would write Nochrim instead of Goyim. They would write Kutim, things that the Goyim shouldn't have. Anyway, I want to point out, many times today, when we speak about Pnuyot, single girls, what's the level of that Yichud? Is it Midibre Sofrim or is it only Midrabbanan? Yeah?
No, Sofrim, because the Vyamech.
No, that's considered Midrabbanan. No? Most of the Pnuyot today, Rabotai, a lot of people make this mistake. Most of the Pnuyot today are Arayot. Why? Because most of the Pnuyot are Nidot. Therefore, and guess what? They only, even though they may not be in their Zman of Nida right now, but at the end of the day, they haven't gone through the process of being Nitharma Nida. The only time a girl goes through the process is right before she gets married, which means until that point, she's considered a Pnuya Nida, which means that she's not just considered a regular Pnuya, which is subject to the Gzerav David HaMelech. Over there, she's considered Pnuya Irva because she is Nida.
Is so there Nida by Goyim?
Huh?
Is there Nida by Goyim?
No, there is no Nidut by Goyim, but Am Yisrael has Nidut, so over there you have to be very careful. Over there, that upgrades the Isur of the Yehud to either Doraita according to the Tur or according to the Rambam, Midibre Sofrim. Yeah.
So even in the time of David and Melech, this was the same situation when,
nope.
when he established it.
Ah, yafamut. What's the difference between the Pnuyot today and the Pnuyot by David HaMelech, or even forget about David HaMelech, anytime during the Beit HaMikdash? During the times of the Beit HaMikdash, even single girls would go be tovel. Why? Because they were makpid on tum'a v'tahora. So over there, because they wanted to eat their chulin b'tahora, and especially if she was a kohenet, and she was in a household where she would eat truma, that has to be eaten b'tahora. So over there, even when they were pnuyot, we associate mikveh today as a tool to purify her for her husband. That's true. But we focus less, if you learn Seder Taharot and the Mishnayot, you'll realize that the focus of the mikveh is not only ben ish leishto. The focus of the mikveh is much broader than that. What else is it mitahir? For Taharot, for things that require eating and drinking and acting b'tahora. So in the times of David HaMelech, he had a very, you know, not many times pnuyot, were pnuyot tehorot, and therefore there's no isur erva midoraita, and the only isur yichud over there was only midrabanan because of the gzerav David HaMelech. Verstehst?
That's. How did you know that?
How do I know what?
How do you know if she's ever gone to the mikveh or not, even at that time?
Well, I mean, the isur yichud is still asur, whether it's doraita or drabanan, but you want to know the level of the isur. I mean, nobody's asking chutz me'akavod, like if you're being mitiached with her. Oh, do you happen to be a? Are you Pnuya Torah? Are you? Yeah, it's not. But you should know that it does either upgrade or downgrade the level of the Isu. Yeah.
Can we say though that only Eshet, some say that only Eshet Ish is Midorata?
Correct.
So then
But it's still Midibre Sofrim, which the Rambam says, you give him Makat Mardut. You get beaten for that. Now, I just want to finish the Shulchan Aruch for a second and tell you very. I heard this story from Rosh Yeshiva many times, and it's a very powerful story. It has to do with what we're talking about, so I do want to bring it up because it's the Musar skin is huge. So let me just finish Maran. So he writes, Nimtza, after all of this evolution of Yisur Yichud, who is it Mutar to be Mityached with? Besides for the exceptions that we said before. Nobody. Because all of the girls in the world, all the women in the world, you're either Shalom. Yeah, either Erva, or Pnuya, or Goya. Every woman in the world, and what are you going to say? What about age? Maran already shut the door on that. He said, Ben Ara, Ben Skena. Doesn't matter the age. Many times, many, you can't imagine how many times people ask me, but what do you mean? You know, she's 100 years old. And there are, by the way, you don't even the post-game, if there's Yichud, chutz me'akavod right now, if a man or woman is incapacitated, let's say they're, you know, they're sick on their deathbed or they have Alzheimer's and stuff like that, is there Yisur Yichud? We'll Be'ezat Hashem discuss that. But right now, it doesn't matter age. When the Chachamim made a gzirah, that's it. It's across the board. Now, Maran continues and says, Nimtza, kol ha-mityached im isha she'asu li'ityached ima, ben Yisraelit, ben Kutit, makin et shnehem makat mardut, ha'ish ve'ha'isha, u'machrizin aleihem. Which means, that a person gets malkut, not makat mardut, which is get beaten for any isur. Now the Rambam writes, you ever wonder, many times you see in the Rambam, hare elulokim, that's malkut, that's for isur Torah. Anytime the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch says makat mardut, which is just a beating, that's a reference to isur midrabbanan. Is there a difference in the beating and how they beat the person? What's the difference? The Rambam says meforash. Says, malkut is limited to 39. At most, 39 lashes. That's it. Per isur. Makat mardut, for isure derbanan, the Rambam says, makin oto ad shetetze nafsho. You beat him until he dies.
Or does
tshuva. Yeah. Which means that by isure derbanan, the malkut for isure derbanan is more severe than that of Torah. Which is kind of why the Gemara tells us, we know, the Gemara tells us in the beginning of Masech Brachot, kol ha'overa divrei chachamim, chayav mita. So, no jokes. And you can also announce that they're announce in front of everybody that they are acting with pritzut and they're being mityachim, which means they get beaten. If they don't stop, you warn them, and if they don't stop, you announce. You go into the shul and say, ploni and plonit are being mityached, v'zeh, make a balagan. Yeah.
So we said in the beginning that the Shulchan Aruch just says that the isur yichud with any ayot. And now we're saying we get malkat mardut. Isn't that implying it's there banan?
Well, he's assuming. Let's say it's not eshet ish. If it's eshet ish, then it's mamash Torah. Yeah. Now, continues. V'davka biyadua shenityached ima, aval hi ena ne'emenet alav. Which means the only time we give the person makat mardut is when we know for a fact that they were mityached. But a woman can't come and say, "Oh, he was mityached with me. Give him malkut." Alam. This ain't. We don't take her word for it necessarily. Say, take it easy. ואפילו עד אחד אינו נאמן. תגיד מלכות, עד אחד is not נאמן. מכל מקום. במקום שנראה לבית דין דאיקה למחש לאיסורה, צריך להפרישן. Even though we don't necessarily believe her, there's a תשובת ריבש that the Rama brings down. If we see that there's, שתיקלך between these two people and בית דין, בית דין notices stuff. If they realize that there are things going on over here, then they are commanded to separate between them. Comes Maran and continues, that was the Rama. חוץ מאשת איש. שאף על פי שאסור להתייחד עמה, אם נתייחד, אין לוקין. שלא להוציא לעז עליה שזינתה, ונמצא מוציאין לעז על בניה שממזרים. As opposed to אשת איש, where there's no מלכות at all. Hey, wait a second. Isn't אשת איש the most severe kind of יחוד? Because over there it's איסור דאורייתא. So what's פשוט? You don't give מלכות. The Gemara says in Maran Paskins, the reason why over there you don't give מלכות is because if we start giving מלכות to a person for being מתייחד with an אשת איש, that's all people need to start rumors. What are people going to say? And the children are mamzerim v'shalom, and therefore not to start any unnecessary laws, rumors, whatever it is, so we don't give the malkut over there. Now, vayter, I want to tell you this is basically the introduction for Ilchot Yichud. Maran then goes into the nitty gritty, which we'll speak about Bezat Hashem, will continue tomorrow, but I want to end off with this story. Once in the yeshiva, there are different variations of the story. This is the way I heard it from my rabbi. I'm sure everybody's heard of the Birkas Shmuel. Agaron Baruch Ber Libowitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. So he had one of the most prominent, he was a Talmud of Rav Chaim Brisk, and he had one of the most prominent yeshivas in Lithuania, in Europe at the time. It was called Knesset Beis Yitzchak. It was kind of a offshoot of Slabodka. It was a very, very chashuv yeshiva. Many gdolei olam came out of there, including my Rebbe's father, Shragar Meshe Kalmanovich, Alav Shalom, the Talmid Muvhak of the Birkas Shmuel. Anyway, so there was a story that once happened there. There were two boys in the yeshiva. Interesting. Again, it was a different yeshiva, but I heard about this. So if it's not, then I retract. But it happened somewhere. And there were two boys that their Yetzer Hara got the best of them. And both of them did Averot with some girls in town. The only difference was that one of them went all out, just mamash fell, and the other one was ois gecheshben debera, which means he before he did the avera, he said she has to do bdikot, and shiva anakim, and he sent her to the mikveh. He says, at least, if we're doing the avera, it should be im ktzat kedusha. Yeah, just a little bit of kedusha. So that's what he did. And they were found out. Both of these bachurim were found out. And it was brought to the attention of the Rishiva. And he called them both in. And he sat them both down. He says, I heard what you did. And he looked at the first, he looked at the first guy, the guy just, you know, did nothing. I mean, you know what I mean? And he looked at him and he says, I can tell that you made a mistake and I see your chozer b'tshuva, you can stay. You can stay in the yeshiva. And then he looked at the other guy and then he says, you have to leave, get out. He says, Rebbe, Aitachin? He says, what are you talking about? Rebbe, I had, you know, the one I was with, I sent it to the mikveh and shiva nekiim and all sorts of stuff. He says, I did much less of an isur because at least he did isur karet. And you're keeping in yeshiva? I didn't do isur karet. At most, it's isur pnuya, which is an isur drabbanan. What do you want from me? So he says, I'm not gauging over here based on the severity of the isur. I'm gauging it based on how much cheshbon you put into it. Him, I'm looking at him, he says, Yetzirah got the best of him. Yeah, we all, unfortunately, sometimes fall prey to the Yetzirah, even though it's unacceptable. But it happened, and he's chozer b'tshuva, fine. But you didn't just fall prey to your Yetzirah. You made a whole Torah about it. You know, which, how are you going to do it, and make cheshbonot to make sure to mitigate the isur. You over there, you didn't just do an avera. You did an avera with cheshbonis. Over there, he says, there's no place for a person like you in this yeshiva. See, Rabotai? Not to say chas v'shalom. Oh yeah, okay. Moral of the story is always go for the bigger isur. No. Yeah, no. Moral of the story is when a person falls, there's a way back. But once you start making cheshbonot, person wants to be naval birshut Torah, as the Ramban speaks about in the beginning, Parashat Kedoshim, person wants to use the Torah and kind of twist it and warp it for his own personal benefit and pleasure, says that's a rasha. That's a very, very big rasha. Now there's tshuva for that too, obviously. But over there, you know, a person has to do much bigger teshuva, and that's why Baruch Berthier wrote the yeshiva. It's been a pleasure, Rabotai. Have a wonderful night. See you tomorrow.